Eastern European in origin. He had within himself the facility of making enemies. And in the rabbinate then as now, that guaranteed a varied career. He held some of his biographers say that he was a rabbi in 18 places. A dozen of them we know about, at least. He was a person who did not cotton to diplomatic niceties, who said what he thought, and who, because of his great genius and great knowledge, did not suffer fools very well. That's a lethal prescription for the rabbinate. And he gained, therefore, the reputation of being a kanoi, a zealot. Amsterdam, as I had mentioned to you, was one of the great seats of support for Shabtsai Tzvi. In fact, Sasportis, who was his main opponent, was driven from Amsterdam, driven from his post of rabbi and judge in the community because of the fact that he opposed Shabtsai Tzvi. And because of that, it follows that after the debacle of Shabtsai Tzvi, the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Tzvi Ashkenazi, saw it as his role to uproot any vestiges of Shabtsai Tzvi and his beliefs that still remained in Amsterdam. And he set about on what was a personal crusade to guarantee that none of the supporters of Shabtsai Tzvi would retain positions of importance in the community, and to guarantee further that the ideas of Shabtsai Tzvi and, in fact, the ideas generally of the Kabbalah upon which Shabtsai Tzvi was based were uprooted, were not taught, were not upheld, were not prevalent in Amsterdam. He could not uproot it all, and I told you, even till today, there are certain customs among the Spanish Portuguese community in Amsterdam which date back to the Shabtsai Tzvi era and have not been changed till today. However, in the Ashkenazi community, he was successful, and he did de-Shabtsai Tzvi the community, if such a word can be used. After his death, his work was taken up by his son, who was, if it can be put that way, was even a greater zealot than his father. He was known as Kanoi ben Kanoi, and zealot the son of a zealot. And his name was Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He's called Emden because for a short period of time he was the rabbi in the German port city of Emden. He was known as Yavitz, Yud Ayin Beis Tzadik, which stands for Yaakov Ben Tzvi. But Yavitz was also a name mentioned in Tanakh many times. One of the families of the Levites was called Yavitz. In fact, Senator Jacob Javits, who passed away recently, claimed to have been a direct descendant of his, and that hence the name Javits. Yankov Koppel, that was his name. I mean, that's the name in the family. Maybe that's why he was a Republican. Now, Yaakov Emden was one of